RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You can also listen to our broadcast every day on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz. Or listen to audio on demand at en.voi.co.id.
Hello listeners, welcome back to our English program over RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. In today's edition, we'll bring you first our news, followed by news from across the country, today in history, highlight of the week, and news in brief. We'll continue our program with Indonesian Wonder and Miscellany. To conclude our program for today, we'll present you to you our daily segment, Listener's Mailbag. That was our program summary for today. This is Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Stand by now for the news.
Voice of Indonesia with the news.
Here's the news read by Andika. First, the headlines. President Joko Widodo condemns terror attack in Egypt. Indonesia categorized as industrial country. Now, the news in detail. President Joko Widodo strongly condemned the terrorist attack in North Sinai, Egypt, some time ago. After attending the traditional procession of Bobi Nasution and Kahiyang Ayu Siregar in Medan, North Sumatra on Saturday, President Joko Widodo also expressed his condolence and sympathy from all Indonesian people, both to the Egyptian government and the local people, including the victims. He also remarked that the Indonesian government is also sharing concerns over the terrorist bombings and ensuring that terrorism and radicalism are extraordinary crimes that must be jointly fought by the whole world.
Saya mengutuk keras serangan teroris yang ada di...
The bomb explosion in Egypt, our country, and I strongly condemn the attack. I and Indonesian people also convey my condolence and sympathy to Egyptian government, local people, and the victims. Indonesia will always be with Egypt in such condition. I repeatedly convey that cooperation in fighting against terrorism and radicalism is our responsibility. Previously, bombing terror occurred in the region of El Arish, North Sinai, about 450 km from Cairo on Friday. The acts of terror have resulted in a number of casualties, including the injured. The Embassy of the Republic of Indonesia in Cairo has coordinated with local security authorities and continues to monitor the progress of the situation in El Arish. Indonesia Foreign Affairs Minister Retno Marsudi has sent a message of condolence and sympathy directly to Egyptian Foreign Minister Sameh Sokri. Minister of Industry Airlangga Hartarto views that Indonesia in the proportion of its economy can be categorized as an industrial country because the industrial sector is the largest contributor to the national economy, whose contribution reaches more than 20%. In his release on Saturday, Minister Airlangga Hartarto stated that 20% achievement is quite big. Thus, Indonesia is one of the world's elites. This rank is parallel to Brazil and Great Britain and bigger than Russia. Based on that percentage, Indonesia is in the top 5 of the world's countries whose industrial contribution is high enough. While Britain contributes about 10%, while Japan and Mexico are below Indonesia with a contribution of 19%. Minister Airlangga Hartarto remarked that the world today has seen manufacturing as a vital sector for the economy. This has been agreed in the World Economic Forum, which states that industry is a process that involves pre-process and post-process as a whole. In simple language, industrial processes are the ones that take place inside and outside the plant. Mount Agung experienced a paratic eruption on Tuesday at 17.5 of Central Indonesian time. Many people are worried that the condition will affect Bali tourism. Deputy of Tourism and Foreign Marketing Development of the Indonesia's Ministry of Tourism, I Gede Pitana, on the sidelines of Sales Marketing Summit 2017 in Sanur, Bali on Friday, said that he was sure that the eruption will not affect the tourism in Bali because the curve of foreign tourists visiting since the beginning of the year until October 2017 still showed a positive trend. He stated that his ministry has a strategy to anticipate the impact of Mount Agung. One of them is through the promotion and dissemination of valid information to the tourists.
Saya tunjukkan data. Januari, Februari, Maret sampai dengan September.
As the data show, from January to September, the number of foreign tourists in Bali still increases above 25%. In October, it increased about 6.01%. What does it mean? It increases but showing a negative trend. I think it is the cancellation due to Mount Agung eruption. Pitana further said the positive condition of Bali tourism growth will continue until New Year's Eve. He also feels that regarding to the trend, there is no need to correct the target of 5.5 million foreign tourists to visit Bali in 2017. He is optimistic that the target will exceed. Agam Regency, West Sumatra has several beautiful places. One of them is Kelok 44. The beauty of Maninjau Lake has been remarkable and it provides unbelievable challenge for the riders. In a press conference held in Embun Pagi, Agam Regency on Saturday, November 25, 2017, Agam Regen Indra Chatri said that Agam promises to continuously support Tour de Singkarak.
Ada kejutan-kejutan ya. Tahun ini kita beralih.
There are surprises this year. We usually finish in Puncak Lawang, but this year we are in Embun Pagi. We will offer more interesting places. There are so many interesting places in Agam. So, if now, Agam is collaborating with Pariaman, Agam has so many things from ocean, lake, and we also have good roads. The road has been well established. Next year, we can get special stages. The region added that the people of Agam will always be ready to be the host. Stage 8 was won by Tabriz cycling team of Iran. Halil Khorshid with recorded time 3 hours, 37 minutes and 12 seconds. The rider with number 45 on his back has managed to finish stage 8 for 135.2 kilometers. KFC Cycling Team Indonesia participating in Tour de Singkarak 2017 in able to compete against Tabriz Cycling Team of Iran. Stage 8 of Tour de Singkarak 2017 started in Padang Pariaman and finished in Agam Regency. After passing through 7 stages of Tour de Singkarak, finally KFC cycling team is assured to reach the second position of general classification team after Tabriz cycling team of Iran. Even though there are no KFC rider who become the general champion on this stage, but Jamal Hibatullah of KFC still becomes the best Indonesian rider and gets the red and white jersey with the total record time 27 hours, 24 minutes and 48 seconds. During the press conference in Agam Regency on Saturday, November 25, 2017, one of KFC riders, Jamal, explained that stage 8 is hardest stage for him.
Untuk tadi, stage terberat di Tour de Singkarak ini ya. Terus penentuan juga.
For today, the stage is the hardest of Tour de Singkarak and this is also the recognition to achieve the general class, and thank you for my team that has supported me to be number top 6 of general classification. For our team, maybe we can only achieve the second position, and if we see the time is very far, about 25 minutes. Kelok 44, which is popular with its steep turn and curve, becomes the prima donna on stage 8 today. Fresh air and beautiful view make Jamal be able to defend his title as the best Indonesian rider. The last item, Indonesia badminton gold players Grecia Poli and Apriani Rahayu will challenge Chinese top players Chen Qingchen and Jia Yitan at the Hong Kong Open Super Series 2017 final on Sunday, November 26. As quoted by Antara News Agency on Sunday, this meeting is the second time after Grecia and Apriani won 25-5 and 21-10 from Chen and Ia in the French Open 2017. Grecia Apriani successfully seized the Hong Kong Open Super Series 2007 final ticket through a tireless struggle with the duel Hong Kong's Coliseum Kowloon on Saturday night and Gracia Apriani beat Chinese pair Huang Dongping and Li Wenmei with score 11-21, 23-21, and 21-15. Well, listeners, that was the news of our radio service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
Listener, welcome back to our weekly segment of news from across the country, the segment which presents interesting information from various regions in a week. The first story comes from Manokwari, West Papua. Commander of Kasuari Military Region 18, Major General Jopie Onesimus Wayasa, on Wednesday declared West Papua is relatively safe from the actions of armed criminal groups. Major General Jopie Onesimus said that there has been no indication of existence of armed criminal groups in West Papua, but anticipation efforts continue to be done. He invites the whole community and other elements to maintain the stability of security in the area. Development in any region will run smoothly if the condition is safe. According to him, security becomes one of the main keys in development. The task must be implemented by all parties. Next story comes from Jakarta. The high-sailing ship of the Indonesian Navy KRI Bimasuci has departed from the container terminal to Tanjung Priok Port on Wednesday morning to the sail Sabang 2017 in Sabang, Aceh. This is the first performance of KRI Bimasuci in the country. The departure process of the high-rise sailing vessel in the three high-sailing bark class began with a ceremony at the Tanggon deck on the center of the ship's body. 66 sweatshirts, 130 Navy Academy cadets who followed the Overseas Kartikajala Krida 2017 and their officers participated in the preparedness of ceremony. The white-painted KRI Bimasuci with three blue stripes on its bow is also the first high-sailing ship which was built by Dockyard in Vigo, Spain. KRI Bimasuci sailed from Vigo to Civita Vecchia, Italia, Port Said and Suez Canal, Egypt, Jeddah, Saudi Arabia, Colombo, Sri Lanka, Padang and Jakarta. The last story comes from Palembang, South Sumatra. Vice Governor of Banten Andika Hazrumi made a working visit to Palembang, South Sumatra to study Jakabaring Sport City as a reference for Banten in continuing the development of sport center in Kemanisan Village, Baros District, Seram District. According to the Vice Governor Andika Hazrumi, the existence of Jakabaring Sport City has stimulated the regional economic growth, such as on the tourism sector, where the number of tourist visits to Palembang and South Sumatra increase rapidly nowadays. Jakabaring Sport City, a sport complex which was built on a 325 hectares area located in Seberang Ulu, 5 km from the central city of Palembang. Inside the complex, there is the Gelora Sriwijaya Stadium, a stadium with a capacity of 40,000 people. It is the third largest stadium in Indonesia after Gelora Bung Karno Main Stadium and Palaran Main Stadium. The Banten Vice Governor moreover said that the main purpose of the development of the sports center in his region is to provide a decent sports facilities residents and Banten athletes to create national and international class athletes in the region. That was the news from across the country.
Today in history. A compilation of several important events happened on this date in the past.
Hello, listener. It's nice to meet you again and our daily program today in history over our radio service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. While we begin our program with an event that happened on November 26, 1965, when Asteris, the first French satellite, was launched.
Asteris, the first French satellite, was launched on November 26, 1965 by Diamond A rocket front, Hemingway, Algeria. With Asteris, France became the sixth country to have an artificial satellite in orbit. The satellite was originally designed named A1 as the French Army first satellite, but later renamed after the popular French comics character Asterix. Due to the relatively high altitude of its orbit, it is not expected to re-enter Earth's atmosphere for several centuries. The next event was in 1990 when Lee Kuan Yew was replaced by Goh Chok Tong. Lee Kuan Yew, born Henry Lee Kuan Yew, 16 September 1923, 23rd March until 23rd March 2015, informally known by his initial LKY, was the first Prime Minister of Singapore government for 3 decades. Lee is recognized as the nation's founding father, with the country described as a transitioning from the Third World to the First World in a single generation under his leadership. Lee was a graduate from Fitzwilliam College, Cambridge University, with double start first class honor in law. In 1950, he became a barrister of the Middle Temple and practiced law until 1959. Lee co-founded the People Action Party, PAP, in 1954 and was its first Secretary General until 1992. Leading the party to 8 consecutive victories, after Lee chose to step down as Prime Minister in 1990, he served as a senior minister under his successor Goh Chok Tong until 2004. Well, listener, the last event was in 2011 when the Kutai Kartanegara Bridge collapsed. The Kutai Kartanegara Bridge, also known as the Mahakant 2 Bridge, was an Indonesian suspension bridge that was located on the island of Borneo in East Kalimantan, crossing the Mahakant River and connecting Tenggarong and Samarinda. The 710-meter-long bridge, which featured a 270-meter-long suspended section, was intended to resemble San Francisco Golden Gate Bridge. The construction of the bridge commenced in 1995 and was completed in 2001. It was the longest suspension bridge in Indonesia. On 26 November 2011, the bridge collapsed only 10 years after it was completed, killing at least 20 people and injuring 40. Listener, that was Today in History, read by Rahmana.
Today in History, a compilation of several important events happened on this date in the past.
The Week Spotlight presents Top Issue of the Week.
Hello there, welcome to this week's spotlight, which today is on President Appreciates NU's role in bringing up the spirit of national unity. President Joko Widodo appreciates the role of Nahdlatul Ulama, or NU, as the largest Islamic organization in Indonesia that successfully brought the spirit of unity in the life of the people in the country. The appreciation was conveyed by the head of state while attending the opening of the National Conference of Ulama and Nahdlatul Ulama on Thursday, 23rd November at Hubul Watan Grand Mosque, Mataram City, West Nusa Tenggara Province. The president disclosed that one of the countries that expressed its admiration for Indonesia is Afghanistan, which was been in conflict and war since 1973 until now. Indonesia will also share experiences in the field of peace and reconciliation. Cooperation between scholars of both countries will be enhanced to spread the Rahmatan Lil Alamin Islam. On the occasion, President Jokowi hopes that Nahdlatul Ulama National Assembly this time will produce some recommendations for the government in following up the radicalism and intolerant movement in order not to develop in Indonesia. In addition, President also hopes that NU Munas will produce recommendations for the government on the issue of people's economy and the redistribution of assets. This is because the government wants to ensure that every policy issued by the government really benefits the community. Starting from the distribution of land titled certificates to a number of pesantren cooperatives to opening a number of micro wakaf banks to encourage small entrepreneurs and improve the economy of the people. Meanwhile, General Chairman of Nahdlatul Ulama Board, or PBNU, Said Akil Siraj, said that the implementation of the National Conference in Lombok was repeating the 1997 event led by Abdurrahman Wahid or Gus Dur. At that time, he said, PBNU resulted in an agreement to follow women to become leaders. He said, when PBNU led by Gus Dur, it was successful in allowing women to become leaders or presidents. Said explained that the national conference held from 23rd to 25th November 2017 was themed strengthening the nationality value through the radicalization movement and strengthening people's economy. The theme was raised regarding the various forms of radicalism that threaten Indonesia and the current decreasing purchasing power in the country. Meanwhile, Rais Aman PBNU Kyai Haji Maruf Amin said that ahead of the first 100 years, NU has three responsibilities to the nation, that is about Islam, nationality and humanity. All three, said Maruf Amin, must be synergy without any impact. However, if there is a collision, it is caused by errors of one of them. That was Spotlight of the Week.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You're still with us, RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz for English program. You can also listen to our broadcast on internet at en.voi.co.id.
Here's news in brief. President Joko Widodo strongly condemned the terrorist attack in North Sinai, Egypt some time ago. Minister of Industry Airlangga Hartarto views that Indonesia in the proportion of its economy can be categorized as an industrial country. Mount Agung experienced a periodic eruption on Tuesday at 17.5 of Central Indonesian Time. Many people are worried that condition will affect Bali tourism, but Deputy of Tourism and Foreign Marketing Development of the Indonesia's Ministry of Tourism Igede Pitana on the sideline of Sales Marketing Summit 2017 in Sanur, Bali on Friday said that he was sure that the eruption will not affect the tourism in Bali. Agam Regency, West Sumatra has several beautiful places. One of them is Kelok 44. The beauty of Maninjau Lake has been remarkable and provides unbelievable challenge for the riders. KFC Cycling Team Indonesia participating in Tour de Singkarak 2017 is able to compete against Tabriz Cycling Team of Iran. Indonesia badminton girl players Gracia Poli and Apriani Rahayu will challenge Chinese top players Chen Qingchen and Jia Yitan at the Hong Kong Open Super Series 2017 final on Sunday, November 26. Well said, that was news in brief. You still tune to Voice of Indonesia broadcasting daily from Jakarta on frequencies of 9525 kHz, 11785 kHz and 15150 kHz. You can also listen through our audio streaming at www.voi.co.id. Here's our next program, Indonesian Wonder and Miscellany.
Let's listen to various information of Indonesian arts and culture in a daily segment of Indonesian Wonder.
This is Edward Service Voice of Indonesia with Indonesian Wonder. Today, I will take you to Maluku Province to enjoy the beauty of Ngurtafur Beach. So stay tuned in Edward Service Voice of Indonesia. In addition to shortwave, you can also listen to this program via www.voi.co.id. The eastern part of Indonesia is famous for a million charms, starting from the beauty of the clear sky to the charm of the beach. There is a unique beach with incredible scenery in Maluku called Ngurtafur Beach. It is located on Warbal Island in the Kei Islands, precisely to the west of Little Kei Island, so is Maluku. The uniqueness of this Ngurtafur Beach is its position that jutted to the middle of the sea without a break, with 2 km length and 7 meters wide. So when you are on this beach, you are walking in the middle of a vast ocean, when in fact you are walking on a fine white sand stretches that divides the beach into two sides. Ngurtafur Beach, you can also find leatherback turtles called tabob by local people. This type of turtle is protected and has captive water set managed by WWF. If you are lucky, you can see a bunch of Australian birds, pelican, which at certain time of the year are migrating to Maluku from their homes in Australia and Papua New Guinea. This scene is a special treat when you're at Ngurtafur Beach. In addition, if you happen to be lovers of fishing, the waters around the coast and this island offers you interesting catch. Besides relaxing on the smooth, very fine white sandy beach at Ngurtafur, you can also do other activities such as swimming and snorkeling. While the view of the coast is so beautiful, the underwater scenery will also make you fascinated. Even coral reef on this beach can be seen directly from the ship. Various species of fish that go back and forth can also be seen clearly. Enjoy the beauty of exotic Ngurtafur Beach takes a long journey. You must first fly to Ambon, the capital of Maluku. Then from Patimura Ambon Airport, you have to take a flight to Dumatubun Langur Airport, which takes approximately 1.5 hours. After arriving at Langur, you have to continue the journey to Tual. From the boat port in Tual, you have to hire a boat that can carry as many as 15 people. Travel duration is approximately 1.5 hours. You can also go by ships from Yosudarso Ambon Harbor to Tual Port with a journey approximately 18 hours. After arriving in Tual, you can continue the ride to Ngurtafur by speedboat for 1.5 hours. Listener, the best time to visit Ngurtafur Beach is between April to May and October to December. This is because at this time the weather is sunny and the beach waves tend to calm down. It is advisable to bring your own food and drink because around the beach Ngurtafur there are no food sellers. But for lodging, you do not need to worry because there are many available lodging with very cheap rate. That was today's edition of Indonesian Wonder featuring the exotic Ngurtafur Beach. Until tomorrow then with other interesting topics.
Mr. Lenny.
Mr. Lenny on Indonesia, a segment featuring various actual information.
Listener, welcome back in Mr. Lenny. Today we will talk about water hyacinth as the food alternative for fish. Stay tuned. Water hyacinth, or Aichornia crassiper, is one of the aquatic weeds. Its existence is often undesirable. Hyacinth is a plant originating from Brazil and is expected to enter Indonesia in 1884 at Kebun Raya Bogor as an ornamental plant. In the past, water hyacinth is an ornamental plant that is loved because the purple color in the flowers is very interesting. This plant has the ability to breed very high vegetative, especially in the tropics and subtropics. Hyacinth is easily spread even through water channels. Actually, the plants that flood in this water is the preferred plant of fish because it shelter from the sun and hide from predators. But if the amount is too much, the existence of water hyacinth raises many problems. In Indonesia, water hyacinth has spread throughout the water such as in reservoirs, swamps, lakes, and rivers. Until now, there has not been found a truly optimal way to combat the rate of growth of water hyacinth. Therefore, many people try to take advantage of this very fast-growing plant. One of them is Fisheries Department of Probolinggo Regency of East Java. Department of Fisheries, Probolinggo Regency, East Java make a breakthrough and innovation by conjuring plants water hyacinth into alternative feed ingredients that are rich in protein and vitamins. Head of Probolinggo District Fisheries Department, Dedi Iswandi, said hyacinth plants known as wheat or pest plants, but this plant can be used as a fish feed ingredients. The department uses a lot of water hyacinth plants which covering Rawa Tirta in Sumber Kedawang Village, Leches District, Probolinggo District. Meanwhile, Head of Fishery Cultivation Hari Pur Sulistiono explained that the utilization of water hyacinth into fish feeding production can be done through three methods, namely fermentation, chemical, and physical. Harry added, the physical method is easier than any other method because it does not change the protein content, while through the method of fermentation, it can be added protein, reduce the coarse fiber, therefore it easily digests by the fish. According to Harry, it uses fermentation method for the utilization of water hyacinth in Rawa Tirta. That is by storing it in a closed plastic for 8 days. He explained if the fermentation process goes well, then the scent will be like the scent of tape. According to Harry, the manufacture of fish feed by fermentation method takes a long time, but the result is good, eaten by fish with growth as usual. He said the utilization of water hyacinth for fish feed ingredients is intended to exploit local potential. In addition, it reduces the disturbance of water hyacinth plants that impact on the lack of smooth irrigation. Well, listener, that was Miss Lenny for today with the topic water hyacinth as an alternative food for fish. We will meet you again tomorrow with another interesting topic. Bye-bye.
Again tomorrow with another miscellany on Indonesia.
Hello, so wherever you are, welcome back to Listener's Mailbag, a weekly segment in which your letters and emails are knowledge. In this segment, we will also play some Indonesian music. Well, we would like to thank you, our dear listeners, wherever you are, who have sent your letters or emails containing reception reports on our broadcast. Now, let's start answering your letters or email. First, I would like to read an email sent by Antonio Grillo Sanchez in Spain. Hello, Mr. Antonio Grillo Sanchez. Thank you for your email, dated July 23, 2017. In his email, Mr. Antonio said that he listened to Voice of Indonesia through shortwave on frequency 9525 kHz. Unfortunately, he did not enclose his reception report for our broadcast. Hopefully, he is still active to monitor our radio. Mr. Antonio Grillo Sanchez, please inform us how our broadcast can be heard in your country. Is it clear or is it there any interference from another radio? Your reception report of our broadcast will be very useful for us. And special for you, Mr. Antonio, and our dear listeners, we will play a beautiful song. Enjoy the song.
Dengarkan hatimu. Bukanlah buah yang terjatuh dekat pohonnya. Cita-cita adalah benih yang terbawa angin samudra. Realita membawamu jatuh ke bawah. Tapi ingat-ingatlah bila mimpi tak sedalam dengan apa yang kau tuju, tak sesuai dengan apa yang kau mau. Lepaskanlah beban pikiranmu, tenangkan hatimu. Dunia ini lebih luas dari sekarang. Ingatlah mimpimu yang kau kejar dulu. Jangan layu, jangan kau ragu-ragu sekarang. Ingatlah mimpimu yang kau kejar dulu. Jangan layu, jangan kau ragu-ragu sekarang. Ingatlah mimpimu yang kau kejar dulu. Jangan layu, jangan kau ragu-ragu. Bila mimpi tak sejalan dengan apa yang kau tuju, tak sesuai dengan apa yang kau mau, lepaskanlah beban pikiranmu. I'm
sesuai dengan apa yang kau mau.
Listeners, now we will reply a letter from Alex Kuroba in Germany. In his email, Mr. Alex Kuroba also enclosed reception report from 17 April 2017 and audio record from our station. Hello Mr. Alex, thank you very much for your attention and appreciation on our broadcast. Well, here we would like to answer your email. We have sent our QSL card 3 times to your address, firstly on March 14, 2017, secondly on September 14, 2017, and the last on October 17, 2017. We are really sorry if our QSL card has not arrived at your home. We do not know where those cards go because the cards have never returned back to our office. But please don't worry, if you give your current address, we will send it again to you. Well, Mr. Alex Koroba, keep listening to our broadcast and please send your reception report. Thank you. Listener, wherever you are, let's listen to a beautiful song and happy listening.
Sudah terlalu lama sendiri, sudah terlalu lama aku asik sendiri. Lama tak ada yang menemani rasanya. Pagi ke malam hari tak pernah terlintas di hati. Bahkan di saat sendiri aku tak pernah merasa sepi. Sampai akhirnya ku sadari aku tak bisa terus begini. Aku harus berusaha, tapi mulai dari mana? Sudah terlalu lama sendiri, sudah terlalu lama aku asik sendiri. Lama tak ada yang menemani rasanya. Sudah terlalu asik sendiri, sudah terlalu asik dengan duniaku sendiri. Lama tak ada yang menemani rasanya. Teman-temanku berkata yang kau cari seperti apa. Ku hanya bisa tertawa, nanti pasti ada waktunya. Walau jauh di lubuk hati, aku tak ingin terus begini. Aku harus berusaha, tapi mulai dari mana? Sudah terlalu lama sendiri, sudah terlalu lama aku asik sendiri. Lama tak ada yang menemani rasanya. Sudah terlalu asik sendiri, sudah terlalu asik dengan duniaku sendiri. Mata ada yang menemani rasanya. Bukan tanpa nyali, sadar aku begini. Apa yang di depan mata tak seperti yang engkau kira. Oh, bahwa sesungguhnya pintu hati menunggu terbuka.
terlalu asik dengan duniaku sendiri. Lama tak ada yang menemani rasanya. Jauh di lubuk hati aku tak ingin sendiri.
You are still listening to Listener's Mailbag, broadcast every Sunday. Now, we continue to reply a comment from Nagomochi Noari in Algeria. He was listening to our broadcast in French program through www.voi.co.id. Hello, Mr. Nagomochi Noari. Thank you for your compliment. Thank you for learning our national language, Indonesian, through our segment Aprendre I Indonesian, or in English, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. We hope you will be able to visit our country so you can practice your ability to speak Indonesian, of course. Please do not forget to stop by at our office at Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat No. 4 and 5 Jakarta, Indonesia, so you can share your experience during your stay in our country as well as meet with VOI staff. Well, Mr. Nagomochi Noari, we are waiting for your coming. Yes, of course. And please keep listening to our broadcast and sending your report. For you, listener wherever you are, we will play a beautiful song.
Cinta ialah bualan dari yang sudah-sudah, hanya rasa tanpa tujuan. Aku ingin berhenti, lelah aku mengarungi. Aku ingin bersandar, menikmati bintang berpijar. Sampai nanti, sampai kita bertemu kembali. Sampai nanti, cahayamu menuntunku lagi. Jangkar sudah terjatuh, aku sudah benar-benar lupa. Yang aku lihat terang, yang ku lihat masa depan, hangat dalam dekapan. Aku merasa sedang pulang. Sampai nanti, sampai kita bertemu kembali. Sampai nanti, cahayamu menuntunku lagi. Jangkar sudah terjatuh, aku sudah benar-benar. Kapalku telah bersaung, aku tak ingin jauh. Padamulah aku akan berlabuh. Sampai nanti, sampai kita bertemu kembali. Sampai nanti.
jangkar sudah terjatuh, aku sudah benar-benar lulu. Dari yang sudah-sudah.
Listener, before we end our listener's mailbag, we want to reply an email. This time from Malik Amir Bax. Hello, Mr. Malik Amir Bax. Thank you for your email dated September 11, 2017. We hope that you are monitoring our radio now. And please, please, please send your reception report of our radio. Thank you, Mr. Malik Amir Bax. Well, listener, actually we have received many emails, but unfortunately we have to sign off now. Thank you for always listening to Voice of Indonesia and visit our Facebook fan page. We also appreciate your reception reports on our broadcast. Please send your letters to Voice of Indonesia English Service, Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat No. 4 and 5, Jakarta 10110 Indonesia. I'll repeat again, Voice of Indonesia English Service, Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat No. 4 and 5, Jakarta 10110 Indonesia. Or you can also send your email to voi.english@gmail.com. voi.english@gmail.com or to english@voi.co.id, english@voi.co.id. Don't forget to visit and like our fan pages on Facebook, Voice of Indonesia and The Voice of Indonesia, or follow our Twitter @voiindonesia. You can also join our Instagram, voice_of_indonesia. Well, listener, to conclude our segment, we will play another Indonesian beautiful song. I am Andika. Thank you for listening, and we will meet again next week in Listener's Mailbag. Bye-bye.
Sahi, hatiku, oh, sahi, melihatmu dengannya. Malam terakhir, benar-benar terakhir. Harapan tinggi jatuh, menguap tak berbentuk. Nyata bukan pertanda, pikiranku saja. Harapan itu semu, sulit untuk ku percaya. Sampai akhirnya ku lihat sendiri. Bahkanmu saja, janji diri sendiri, terakhir malam ini. Mungkin hati ini
sesuai ekspektasi tinggi. Jika tak berawal indah, sampai akhirnya kau hancurkan sakit hatiku. Oh, 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 sakit melihatmu dengannya. Oh, oh,
Republic of Indonesia's World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Presenting actual news, all Indonesian songs, current issues, and entertainment. Broadcasting daily from the fourth floor of RRS building on Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat number 4 and 5, Jakarta.
Listen live to www.voi.co.id.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You can listen to our broadcast every day on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz and 11785 kHz for English program, or listen to audio on demand at en.voi.co.id. Send your criticism and suggestions to en.voi.co.id, or send your letter to Voice of Indonesia, RRI World Service, Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat number 4 and 5, Jakarta, or P.O. Box 1157, Jakarta 10011, Indonesia. And join us on Facebook, Voice of Indonesia, and Twitter, VoI Indonesia.